In the still of the night, hundreds of people walk down train tracks in the rural fields of northern Greece towards what they hope will be a better life in Europe. In and amongst the tall sunflower fields that line the tracks, I met Hassan Al-Sahla, a pharmacist from Syria who spent $1,400 to take a small dinghy with 12 others from Turkey to the Greek island of Kos. Over 2,000 people have died crossing the Mediterranean since the beginning of the year. Weren't you afraid of becoming one of those numbers, I asked him?
We are dead in my country and our sea. We hope to future, All people is lose all your life, home and houses.
He then gestured towards a young woman with an incredibly sad face. She was heavily pregnant with 3 small toddlers in tow. Before any introduction, she grabbed my hand and put it on her protruding belly and began her story. Her name is Rania, and a month ago, she had a loving husband and 2 more children in Syria. But they were killed, so she grabbed her 3 remaining toddlers and fled. She begged me to help her. I asked, how? Please, please speak to your government for us, she said. I spoke with a few more people, all with similar stories of escape from war or economic disparity. When asked, most of them say they want to go to Germany or Sweden, countries they see as lands of opportunity. Some already have family there. By this point, the large crowd of at least 200 had reached as far as the Greek police would allow them to go, the Macedonian border in eyesight. A thin razor wire fence and a few Macedonian border guards are all that's between them now. Macedonia reopened its border last weekend after declaring a state of emergency. Overwhelmed by the large numbers of desperate refugees suddenly flooding in, police responded with tear gas and stun grenades. Now, only groups of 20 are allowed to cross into Macedonia at a time, so it's simply a matter of waiting. The refugees settle in down the tracks while different NGOs hand out water and sandwiches. Yet the atmosphere is anxious, as some who have already traveled for days in the scorching summer sun become easily impatient.
Make groups and be organized.
Hassan translates the Macedonian officer's command in an effort to control and calm the crowd down. 5 UNHCR representatives are also present to help facilitate things on the Greek side. Georgos Tsarbopoulos is the head of the Greek office.
So we have groups of people that are allowed to approach. You see them waiting now at the signal to cross, and others are behind. And while they are waiting, we provide them with food, water. There is some clothing there, especially for kids. And we try to create some shelter.
More than 125,000 refugees and migrants have entered Greece by the sea this year alone, a staggering 750% increase from the same period last year. Once they arrive on the Greek islands, they are ferried to a port in the capital of Athens. From there, the refugees must make their own way to this border crossing some 500 kilometers north.
Well, actually, what we see in Greece now is it's a twin crisis. There's an economical and a refugee crisis.
Georgos Kosmopoulosis is the director of the Amnesty International's Greek office.
In July alone, Greece received 50,000 people coming through the island route. I mean, this is pushing an already struggling reception system to a breaking point, if we might be even past that breaking point.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President François Hollande agree and have called for a joint EU effort to build rapid reception centers in overwhelmed receiving countries, Greece and Italy. Meanwhile, the EU does provide its member country, Greece, with some financial assistance, yet many argue it's not enough to deal with the enormity of this humanitarian crisis. The sun begins to rise, and I notice in the distance, in the fields of sunflowers, another large group approaching, probably another 200 again. I asked one in this new batch where he was going.
Europe, any country. Maybe Germany, maybe Finland, maybe Norway. I don't know. Anyway, I'm feeling human. My country, I cannot feel human.
Once in Macedonia, their daunting journey continues. Their next destination, Serbia, which is also overwhelmed. Yet for many of these exhausted and desperate people, just being safe is worth all the effort and chance.